Making your peace with God is the most glorious of all human endeavors. Making your peace with God is an ever ongoing process. Making your peace with God requires the full surrender of your being. It is written in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 4 and 5, "For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ." Making peace with God brings us to the magnificent place of oneness with the Father through the Son, which makes our days as the days of heaven upon the earth, Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse 21. If you haven't made your peace with God, surrender your life to Jesus Christ, by whom God created the world, and you will inherit the peace of God that passes understanding. Click on the Further with Jesus on this website for your personal introduction to the King of Glory. Now for today's subject. God said, Colossians chapter 1, verse 16, "For by him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created by him and for him." God said concerning Moses in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 27, "By faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible." God said, Luke chapter 17, verses 20 and 21, "And when he was demanded of the Pharisees when the kingdom of God should come, he answered them and said, The kingdom of God cometh not with observation, neither shall they say, Lo here, or Lo there, for behold, the kingdom of God is within you." Man said, "If I can't see it, I don't believe it. This idea of an invisible God and invisible angels and devils is ludicrous." Now the record. Could there possibly be such a thing on this earth as the invisible kingdom of God? Could Jesus be accurate when he says, "The kingdom of God cometh not with observation, for behold, the kingdom of God is within you"? Can thoughtful observation and true science attest to this reality of an invisible kingdom? Concerning the invisible, the following excerpt is from the God Said, Man Said feature titled Center of the Universe Discovered and What Holds It Together. It reads, "I find it ridiculous and truly hypocritical that pseudoscience finds belief in an invisible God to be an untenable position. They don't believe because they don't see, yet the very foundation of what they also attest to be scientific truth, they also have never seen. Consider this excerpt from Discover Magazine, July 2002. Black holes are a good lesson about two truths of science. First, a lot of what we swear is scientifically accurate today will be proved wrong within a couple of decades. Second, the advancement of science works so well because it is so willing to be proved wrong. Still, science requires an interesting kind of faith. We're asked to believe that black holes exist, even though no one has ever observed them directly. Likewise, no one has seen an electron, or a quark, or a proton, or a neutrino. We assume subatomic particles exist based on heaps of experimental evidence, but we don't have instruments sensitive enough to allow us to pick up one of them and stare at it." End of quote. Jesus Christ speaks about the children of God, those born into his house through the born-again experience, in John chapter 3, verses 6 and 8. "That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto thee, Ye must be born again. The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell, whence it cometh and whither it goeth. So is every one that is born of the Spirit." He compares the spiritual realm to the wind. Wind defies the eye, unless we take into account its effects, the tree's leaves and branches reacting, or the feel of it upon the flesh, etc. No one would contest the statement that the wind is one of the world's most powerful forces. The results of the kingdom of God, invisible like the wind, are hugely universal. No man, group of men, or kingdoms of men have impacted the world for good more than Christ Jesus. No book or group of books have impacted the world for good like the one Jesus Christ declared unto man, God's holy Bible. The followers of Christ have marched forth in his name armed with commandments of love and have turned the world upside down. Organizations working in the name of God's precious Son Jesus have fed more hungry, housed and clothed more poor, ministered to more sick, visited more prisoners, and educated more illiterate than all the world's organizations combined. In His name, more broken hearts have been mended, more broken homes restored, more hope given to the hopeless, more widows and orphans cared for than by any other. In His name, untold multitudes of alcoholics and drug addicts have been delivered and restored to their households. Prostitutes have been redeemed, and wayward children restored to their families. In Jesus' name, more hospitals have been commissioned, more colleges and universities established, more missionaries funded and dispatched, and more charitable organizations chartered than by any other name. Like the wind, the results of this invisible kingdom are everywhere for the discerning eye to consider. Does the invisible kingdom of God possess real power? I must reiterate that the world's most powerful forces, the wind, magnetic fields, gravity, etc., are invisible, but the effects of their presence certify their existence. The all-powerful God of creation is invisible. He is a spirit and can only be seen if he opens one's eyes. Angels and devils are spirits and demonstrate enormous power. Down through the ages, they have been seen thousands of times. Even this universe was spoken into existence by the invisible God out of that which is invisible. Romans chapter 1, verse 20. Evolutionary theorists have come close to truth, although they remain wrong, as they postulate the concept of the Big Bang, which according to them brought about all that you see out of virtually nothing. 2 Timothy 3:7 comes to mind, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. The front cover of December 2003 issue of Discover magazine reads, "Visitor's Guide to the Invisible Universe." The following excerpt is from that publication. One of the most remarkable astronomical revelations of our time is the discovery that the universe is expanding. But that revelation has left us with equally great questions. Will the outward rush continue forever, even to the point where the stretching of space rips galaxies apart? Or will the motions reverse at some point so that the firmament collapses back into a big crunch? In principle, determining our fate should be a simple matter of cosmic bookkeeping. The answer depends on how much mass is out there. Gravity, which attracts objects toward each other, fights against expansion. By tallying up everything we can see, astronomers should be able to predict if there's enough stuff out there to pull the cosmos back together. Yet every time they attempted the cosmic census of over the past 70 years, the results come out wildly inconsistent. Eventually, the failures led to a profound realization. The numbers never seem to add up because the vast majority of the universe cannot be seen. The standard tools of astronomy cannot probe this dark portion of the universe. Optical telescopes are wonderful at spotting stars, which radiate most of their energy as visible light, but these telescopes are blind to anything that does not shine. Instruments that pick up other frequencies of the electromagnetic spectrum, radio waves or X-rays, for instance, also cannot detect the shadow universe. So in recent years, researchers have learned to use indirect observations. Measurements of the bending of light, the motions of galaxies, and the brightness of distant exploding stars have revealed a new truth. Unseen elements, collectively called dark matter and dark energy, account for roughly 96% of the mass of the universe. Stars are the extreme minority, making up just 0.4% of the total. Cosmological theorists speculate that 73% of the mass of the universe is made up of dark energy and 23% of dark matter. They theorize that these are made of invisible particles they call neutrinos. Again, from the center of the universe discovered and what holds it together, it reads, "An atom, according to scientific theory, is the building block of all matter. Many are shocked to discover that science doesn't know what holds it together, nor can science tell what holds the universe together, except for a fast-growing number of astrophysicists who think they have found the answer." The following excerpt is from Discover magazine, August 2000, in an article titled, "The Search for Missing Matter." It reads, "Like doubting disciples, certain astronomers spend much of their time looking for proof of an unseen hand at work in the cosmos. In 1933, a Swiss astronomer named Fritz Wicki proposed that some otherworldly presence, massive but invisible, holds the visible world together. Without it, he said, galaxy clusters would fly apart, their edges spinning off into space like peanuts tossed from a carousel. Unlikely as it seems, Zwicky's hypothesis has grown more convincing with time. Astrophysicists now know that Zwicky's missing matter is fundamentally different from the ordinary matter that makes up planets and people. It doesn't interact with light, for example, either by radiating or blocking it. And it couldn't have much interaction with everyday matter either, or its existence would be far more obvious. It betrays its presence only by the gravitational pull it exerts on the shapes and movements of galaxies. Today, the missing matter is known as cold dark matter. Cold, because by subatomic standards, it is sluggish dark because it cannot be detected, even with the most sophisticated telescopes, and matter, because it is an energy, which is the only other option. According to the latest study of galaxy clusters and theories, it is estimated that 96% of all the universe is of the invisible sort. The writer called it an unseen hand. The title of a 2001 science article written by science journalist Karen Wright was Very Dark Energy, and the subtitle was Why is the Universe Expanding Faster and Faster? The answer may be a form of energy we almost can't imagine. The following paragraph is from Wright's article. Today's cosmologists are calling this force dark energy. Dark because it may be impossible to detect, and energy because it's not matter, which is the only other option. Despite the sinister connotations, dark energy is a beacon that may lead physicists to an elusive final theory, the unification of all known forces, from those that hold the components of atoms together to the gravity that shapes space, end of quote. Yes, these physicists are searching for the elusive final theory, the unification of all known forces, and when they get there, the answer will obviously be God. Some claim that the invisible neutrinos mentioned earlier sired protons and neutrons during the Big Bang. They call this theory leptogenesis. If these theorists are correct, then all of the universe, including life, was created from that which is invisible. Of course, the Word of God declares that all visible things have been created by God out of the invisible just over 6,000 years ago. Again, 2 Timothy 3:7 comes to mind, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Scientific theorists have projected the concept of a parallel universe, an invisible universe existing in an unseen dimension parallel with our own. These speculations are spawned by reams of data that suggest there's an invisible something all around us and throughout the universe that is immeasurably more powerful and plentiful than anything carnal man has experienced. Of course, the students of the scriptures know that God filleth all things, Ephesians 4, verse 10. Science writer Alan Burdick quotes NASA microbiologist Kasturi Venkateswaran in an October 2004 feature in Discover magazine titled Seeding the Universe. The following paragraph is from that article. Maybe it's something you're not able to detect with the naked eye. Maybe it exists on a different wavelength, he says. A public relations minder from NASA looks less than thrilled by Venkat's speculations. He goes on, you might think I'm crazy. Maybe there's somebody walking around right now that we can't see. The invisible God declares an invisible kingdom which is accessed through the blood of redemption of his only begotten Son, Christ Jesus. Scientific truth and theory declares that the invisible has phenomenal implications and that the invisible is the substance of all visible things. Mr. Venkateswaran isn't crazy. The subheadline in the article noted above, Visitor's Guide to the Invisible Universe, reads, at least 96% of the cosmos cannot be seen through any telescope, but what we cannot detect may hold the secret of our fate. That statement, of course, is true. There are invisible things on this earth known as angels, devils, and the very Spirit of God, and they do interact with the sons of men. There is an invisible kingdom of God functioning on this earth. God said, Colossians 1:16, "For by him were all things created, that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions, or principalities or powers. All things were created by him and for him." God said concerning Moses in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 27, "By faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible." God said, Luke chapter 17, verses 20 and 21, "And when he was demanded of the Pharisees when the kingdom of God should come, he answered them and said, 'The kingdom of God cometh not with observation, neither shall they say, Lo here, or Lo there. For behold, the kingdom of God is within you.' Man said, 'If I can't see it, I don't believe it.' This idea of an invisible God and invisible angels and devils is ludicrous. Now you have the record."